It's usually linked to what the US president says in terms of signaling that the war might come to an end soon, or in the case of Wednesday when he gave his primetime address from the White House, that there really was no end in sight, no actual concrete update on just how the war would end. So traders are looking at that picture and they're thinking there's going to be a really, really prolonged disruption, prolonged blockage in the Strait of Hormuz. And as long as that is the case, the price is going to stay very, very high indeed. I mean, even if the United States walked away from this war, it declared victory or whatever it wants to do, the Strait of Hormuz doesn't naturally necessarily just open up immediately. That takes weeks and weeks and weeks. It basically is completely under the control of Iran. So it then becomes a diplomatic effort to try and reopen it. So this is a big shock. I was just looking at some new data from S&P Global that looks at spot prices of oil. So the actual here and now of what oil is being bought for, because don't forget, the Brent crude prices that we talk about, they're futures contracts. So they're contracts for oil at a fixed price to be bought in the future, so in a couple of months' time. The actual prices now of what oil is being bought and sold for is much, much higher, $140, the highest since 2008, higher even than the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So businesses are feeling the impact massively, but when businesses feel impact, ultimately that means people are feeling the impact.